But anyway, the first one started straight up and down, and the others run parallel to it. So when you go down the side of the hill, the plane goes down, but the palings still go perpendicular, not to the frame, but to the up and down.
The surface.
Yeah.
Very good. you have a different you do have different names for these fences, for rail fences.
Oh yes, and I was going to tell you about a horse fence. A horse fence is made of heavy boards nailed to posts.
I see. This would be.
And then usually there is a 2x4 on across the top of all of it.
And the boards are nailed horizontally, right?
Yes, the boards are nailed.
The posts
perpendicular, and
that would be horse fence.
Of course, that is modified to suit the contour of the land.
And do you have any special names for rail fences, or just they're all of a certain?
Well, rail fences are just rail fences, and there's not much you can do about that. But there is quite a variation in the. Well, then it gets into wire fences after that. Those that are made out of boards are either rail fences or horse fences or picket fences.
Picket is the same as paling?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's a picket fence, but each one of those strips is a paling.
Oh, I see. Okay. Suppose too many people arrive at your house and you have to make a bed on the floor. And what is low ground in a river valley?
Low ground in the river valley is ground that ordinarily is dry, but in if it comes a freshet or something, it's overrun.
What do you call it? Just low ground, or you call it bottom land?
Well, we call it either one. Low ground or bottom land. Sometimes it's a sandbar.
I see.
Because, you see, we do have a lot of sand down in this section. Now, this river down here is red because it comes out of North Georgia and brings that clay down. But it comes through this sandy section, and the clay gets washed on because it's lighter than the sand, and we have a good many sandbars in the river.
I see. What do you call the kind of ground that you till? You wouldn't till a sandbar, but the kind of ground that would be near the river, but it would be something you would till. Would that be bottom land?
Yes, that's bottom land. Of course, you run the risk that it's going to be flooded.
Mm-hmm.
But you also, people that plant bottom land also plant some highland too, so that if they miss it one place, they make it another. Sometimes they make both places, and sometimes they miss both places. That's bad, that kind.
Bad year. Would you name several kinds of roads, depending on what they're made of? The highway,
well, now,
for example,
we don't have any macadam roads down here, and I just read about macadam roads, and I taught in North Carolina, just 3 miles from the old macadam home. So macadamized roads is first in my thinking, but people down here don't think about macadamized roads. We have concrete and tar. tar and gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And